Praise the Lord and welcome to It Is Well Living Church, where we build up the body of Christ spiritually, physically, and mentally. At It Is Well, we minister to the whole man by helping you establish a relationship with the Father through the Son. And now join Pastor Khalil Carmichael for a powerful message from a service already in progress.
And I'm telling you that God will preserve the righteous. Not the perfect, but the righteous. Not the self-sanctimonious, but the righteous. Not those fronting in church, but the righteous. If you choose to serve God, we will serve the Lord, and we're almost done. I think you know what our last day of service. I'll take a little longer today. Amen. 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 Touch me, Lord. Help me. Joshua says to the children of Israel, in chapter 24 and 15, choose who you will serve this day. And Joshua has successfully led the children of Israel to the promised land, and Joshua understands that he must now tell them what needs to be done so that no one can say, nobody told us. You know, that's what people love to say, nobody told me. That's why I speak to the youth here at church, and I speak to the young adults, and I tell them the truth so they can never say, no one told me. No one told me not to date him. No one told me that I should not go to college. No one told me that I should continue going forward with those friends. No one told me that I shouldn't serve in the church. No one. I tell them the truth so they can say, no one didn't tell me. And that's what Joshua is doing to the children of Israel. He reminds them of the goodness of God. Then he tells them what is expected of them. And then he gives them instructions from God. And then he reminds them again, because people have a short memory. You know, people forget how you used to pray for them and how you came to their house and how you went to see their sick uncle and their sick aunt. People have a short memory. So sometimes, not to throw it in their face, not to hold anything over them, not to keep them beholden to you, but sometimes you have to tell them about the goodness of God and remind them of how good God is. So he reminds them again of the goodness of God. And then he gives them, Lord have mercy, he gives them a choice. He gives them a choice. Joshua chapter 23. Turn with me there. Joshua chapter 23. He begins to tell them. Now it came to pass, I'm reading from Joshua chapter 23, verse 1. A long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel and from all their enemies around about, that Joshua was old and advanced in age. So he called all of Israel for their elders and for their heads and for the judges and for the officers and said to them, I am old, advanced in age, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he who has fought for you. In other words, he called a church meeting and he said, look, we're going higher in God. And you've seen God do all these great things for you. You've seen God give you that job and help you with that business and heal your marriage and take you higher in him than you've ever been in your life. You've seen God break addictions and heal your body. You've seen God do the miraculous and the miracles that he's performed. You've seen him take you through divorce and separate you from people who were trying to hurt and harm you. Now I'm telling you that God has done these great things for you. Now who will you serve? He tells them that he's getting old, and he reminds them of the goodness of God in verse 3. Then he tells them what is expected of them in verse 6. Therefore, he says in verse 6, chapter 23, be very courageous to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, and lest you go among, verse 7, these nations, these who remain among you. You shall not make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them, nor bow down to them. He reminds them of the goodness of God. Then he tells them what's expected of them. You're not expected to go and serve. You're not expected to go do horoscope readings and palm readings. You're not expected to turn away from God. You're not expected to go, now that you know the truth, to go shack up and live with somebody. You're not expected to turn back to a life of sin. I know you've been delivered from that, but you can't turn back because now you know the truth. You're not expected to go back and smoke weed and do drugs and drink. You're not expected to do those things. You're expected to go higher in God, because now you know the truth. I'm not condemning anyone. I've been there, done that. Can write a book about it. But now that I know the truth, I'm telling you that I'm called to go higher. And if I'm called to go higher, and if I'm your pastor, you're called to go higher in God also. That's just how it is. We will, Lord have mercy, we will serve the Lord. And he tells them of their choice in verse 6 and the consequences of not obeying. And then he reminds them again of the goodness of God. He has to tell them again because people have a short memory. He tells them again of the goodness of God and gives them a history lesson all the way up to verse 13. Verse 13, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps to you and scourges on your sides and thorns in your eyes until you perish from the good land which the Lord your God has given you. He tells them of the consequences that they will have. And since God has done all these things for you, we should serve him. Turn to verse 14. Lord have mercy. As a matter of fact, 24 and 13, he reminds them again. This is the final reminder of the goodness of God. The final reminder. I have given you a land for which you did not labor. Joshua 24, 13. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. Now here's the choice. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. You know, the definition of the serve is of serving, of serve is to work for as a servant, to do services or duties for, give service to aid or assist or help. But this is my favorite, to give obedience and reverent honor to God. You know, when you serve, you give obedience. You're being obedient and reverent honor to God. Sister Marquita came and said how God spoke to her and told her to say these certain things in the church. What she was saying was that God told me to serve in this capacity, and I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to give honor to God. I'm going to go in order first and talk to the pastor first. I'm not just going to get up here and start running around the church preaching. But I'm going to go in order, and I'm going to do what God told me to do because I want to serve the Lord in this capacity. If God has told you to serve, I encourage you to serve. If he told you to play for the church, I encourage you to serve and play for the church. You know that is one issue that I have with people in the church now with serving. You know, people don't like to serve for the church anymore. Everything in the church has to be paid. You know, if some of our musicians and some of the musicians in the church world, if Stevie Wonder, Lord have mercy, if Beyonce called them, they'll be playing their heart out. And soon as Beyonce says, "Well, the session is over," and the person will say, "Well," Beyonce will say, "How much do I owe you for your time? Young man, young woman, how much do I owe you?" You know, the first, "Oh, nothing, Beyonce. It's just a privilege and an honor to play for you today." But in the house of the Lord, the church, "Pastor, now I can only be here 15 minutes. You know, I can only play. I need this much to play, and I will not play a note until you pay this much. Now, Pastor, you had to had a check ready for me because I got to get out of here for the house of the Lord." You understand? We're called to serve in this church. And yes, musicians should be paid. Yes, pastors should be paid. Yes, those who bring their gifts to the church, there is a time when the church has to pay them, but never come with the attempt to get money. When I go preach, I don't ask them to pay me. If they bless me, thank God. But I don't have a contract, and I don't have a desire, and I don't have a plan to be paid. We are servants of the Lord in the house of the Lord. We will serve the Lord. But you have a choice. You have a choice. Verse 15, you have a choice. "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What he's saying is, if it seems so evil for you to serve the Lord, if you have such a problem with the church, If you don't want to serve God, if it seems evil to you, you had no problem serving the world. You know, had no problem serving your fake friends. You had no problem serving other people. But it seems evil. It's a problem for you now to serve God, to wake up early and come to prayer and come to Bible study and drive 40 minutes, 30 minutes to another destination. If it's so hard for you and so evil for you to give your offering and your tithes, if it's so evil for you to serve God, that's what I want you to do. Go back. Go back to your life before me. Go back to your bad marriages, and go back to your addictions, and go back to your fake friends, and go back to those who hate you, and go back to those who smile in your face and stab you in the back, and go back and do all those different things that you used to do. If it seems so evil for you to serve God, if it's so much of a burden, if it's so much of a pain, if it's so much of a problem to serve the Lord, the one who saved and sanctified you, the one who healed your marriage and your body, the one who's calling you forward to go higher, the one who has plans to prosper and not to hurt you, the one that gave you purpose when you were in your mother's womb. If it seems so hard to serve God, if it's so evil and such a burden, you have a choice. But as for me and my house, as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and It Is Well Living Church, we will serve the Lord. We'll serve the Lord in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. We'll serve him because he's good and he's great. We'll serve him when we're in pain and when we're down. We'll serve him when we're prospering and when we're broke. We'll never be broke. But we'll serve him when we're lacking. We'll never lack. We'll serve him when our blessing is being held up. But we will serve the Lord. We'll serve him when we're sick. We'll serve him when we're feeling good. We'll serve him when we get a bad report. We'll serve him when we get a good report. We'll serve him when we're going through a divorce. We'll serve him when we're in trouble. We'll serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord because he's good and his mercy endures forever. We'll serve the Lord because his righteousness is forever. We'll serve the Lord because I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. We'll serve the Lord because he preserves the righteous. We'll serve the Lord because the righteous soul shall never famish. We'll serve the Lord because he is good. We'll serve the Lord. You know, Jesus says in Matthew 6:24, please stand with me, Aaron. You can come now, please. We're about to leave this place, literally and figuratively. Such a blessing to be in prayer and praise. I actually was so sad thinking about leaving this place. God has been so faithful. And if it wasn't for this church, which affirmed, I'm talking about this space, affirmed that God called us here. Yes.
It Is Well Living Church is a listener support broadcast, and any donation in any amount would be appreciated. You can send donations to P.O. Box 7145, Monroe Township, New Jersey, 08831. It Is Well Living Church is conveniently located 45 minutes from Manhattan, New York, and 45 minutes from Philadelphia in Monroe Township, New Jersey. For more information about It Is Well Living Church, you may call 732-921-3746. You can visit us on the web at livewellfaith.com or connect with us on Facebook at It Is Well Living Church or send us a tweet on Twitter. Wednesday Bible study starting at 6 p.m., prayer 6:30 p.m., and Bible study 7 p.m. Remember to serve the Lord, love God, and know it is well.